Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm ABM.
I'm Laura Mora.
Oh, shit. That's like roll call in prison.
Well, where's yours?
Oh, shit. I'm Malcolm. What's happening?
Malcolm Mays. You got to say your full name. You can't just say Malcolm.
Yo, why does it feel like class, bro?
What's happening?
She just pressed me.
Yeah,
all right. What do I look at? Who do I say it to?
Just say it. You know, just say it.
Oh, Malcolm Mays. Nice to meet y'all. Appreciate y'all for having me.
Thank you for coming. We are so excited to have you because, you know, Raising Kanan is my show. There's not a lot of shows that I watch every single week, but on Sundays, I watch it early, like on demand.
How early? All the time.
Yes.
Like 12 o'clock in the
morning? Like in the morning.
As soon as it comes on. Yes, I do. Yeah. Because first of all, I be sleeping at night, but also because I'm like, all right. You know, this is my show.
All right.
And I know you're filming, so I know you make it through the season. So.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold up. You're not supposed to tell people that?
Well, I already read it and, you know, people know that.
Right.
That I'm alive, least, y'all. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Next season, they might get rid of me, though. So,
you don't even know.
I don't know. I don't really be caring either. I ain't gonna lie. Because I feel like, no disrespect, I feel like they've already given me so much.
Yeah.
My life already been blessed. My family already been changed financially, so. Y'all can chip me if you want to. I'll go get another job. I appreciated it. It was great.
But you've been working all this time. I mean, you've been on Snowfall. You've been in, like, you've done a lot. You've written.
Yeah.
I know New Jack City. We talked about that previously.
Yeah.
The sequel. So I feel like, is this your biggest payday so far?
I'm supposed to wait.
I mean, because when you said they've given you a lot, I'm like.
They give me a lot. Because you know what? Some things are more than money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. Something walking through our community. I got my boy Slumlord with me. So shout out to the section. Shout out to the jungles. You know, that's home. Yeah. You know, being able to walk through my neighborhood and have people, you know, really invested, like really know who I am in my section, in my city. It's nothing like having a billboard over the 405.
Right.
When you came from LA, when you really from LA.
Lulu.
Yeah. It was like my face was over the 405. Like, mm-hmm. That's different. You can't beat that. Like Hollywood everywhere. And like, I went to like 7 different high schools. I was like the kid that went all over the city, was really from the hood. So when that happens, everybody's like calling my mama. Everybody's like, oh, what's gonna happen? My daddy, he walking around with his chest out now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he feel like,
that is really like, I always say, for me, the most exciting thing is like for my parents to be excited.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh God, because I've been successful. Like, I've made money, mm-hmm. You know, and where I'm from, like, not a lot of people make it from our particular section of Los Angeles. So I've already been in my hood, like, I got love, it's Stone Love. So it's the larger cosmopolitan success that's like different.
Yeah, and you bold as hell too, because like even just your story from you just approaching people and, you know, because I think sometimes people would be intimidated, you know, to do the things that you've done.
What you
like
mean?
To approach like a John Singleton or to be like, I'm going to write and produce and direct this as a teenager.
Well,
and
he kind of banged on me actually. That's not fair. Like, he was the one who was bold. I was chilling. I was working at Sony under the head of physical production, and he had a relationship with him, and nigga didn't want to meet me. He didn't want to fuck with me, like, nah. in because you know how like when white people make comps of people of color, you know, people of color all be like, we're not all the same. We're not a monolith. Mm-hmm. So John was a big proponent of that. So he'd be like, stop telling people that this kid is me. Like, that's not, mm-hmm. at first I thought he was being disrespectful, but what he was really trying to do when I met him, he said, don't say you're going to be me. Don't let nobody else say you're going to be me because you be you, right? Mm-hmm. And that was like his sensei Yoda way of like educating me even before I met him. So when I finally met him, because I had done something of Mary, then he embraced me like I was his child.
Right.
And that was when it was like, but he pressed me. He like ran up on me like, so who the fuck you think you are? Who's this? Like, what's up?
That's dope.
Like, yeah, so he's a good dude. Rest in peace. Miss him.
All right. And I do like to talk about your backstory too. Mm. Just because your uncle is, you know, Stanley Tukey, one of the founders of the Crips.
Yeah, him and Raymond Washington. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's your mother's brother.
Yeah, my grandmother's son. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then you grew up in a blood neighborhood.
I did. My godfather was T. Rogers. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Lucky. Rest in peace, Lucky. Lays, baby Lays. And it's tough because, yeah, I just had a lot of grace. Like, a lot of people show me love. Like, I don't have that story. I'd be one of, you know how, like, rappers be like, I ain't have nothing in the fridge. Nobody fuck with me. My teachers don't said I wasn't going to be shit. My
you
shit
don't
was
have
the opposite.
That story.
Like,
good.
Even if I didn't have nothing in the fridge, my community made sure I ate. Yeah. You know, that my big homies, they was gangster, but they was like, you caught fades and got DP'd and violated for not going to school. Like, it was different.
Right.
My whole
it was
shit
looking
was
out
different.
For you.
Yeah, it was
it
different.
It was a village that raised you.
Now, because
we from
is,
the village. It's called Baldwin Village.
Oh, wow. Because this is lip service.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the rules when it comes to, like, if you're a Crip, but a girl is a blood?
Oh, you going to get set up, knocked down, my nigga.
Mm. Really? Niggas,
that's how niggas dog.
Think.
Yeah, it's not like a set. I mean, we do. Wait, Slum, what you think?
For a set up?
Yeah,
because like it's like Romeo and Juliet, like the Montagues and the Capulets. Yeah. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's not that simple though. Like, because we have, you know, Damu, we got B-Dogs fighting B-Dogs. We got Rips fighting Crips. Like, what people don't understand, especially in gangbanging, which I hate to like make this the centrifugal force of this conversation, but Crips fought Crips first. The first gang, like, war was between two Crip sects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It wasn't Bloods first.
Right.
Matter of fact, like, Bloods weren't even Bloods yet. They was just like a section, like, Parous. Like, they was just different. Mm. So it was just the niggas who didn't want to join. And they got into it first. So it's always been infighting, like any government body that's being formed early. Like, everybody be fighting. So at some point, it becomes territory. And if a girl from a certain territory, like, man, we risked our life on that 212, that 210 bus trying to get to some pussy we ain't had no business.
Right.
For sure. For sure. But it builds character.
Like, clearly. Because does it make you think twice? Like, I don't know if I should go talk to her because...
Yeah.
She's from over there.
If you a yee, yeah. If you a yee, you ain't going... Like, where I'm from, yee means someone who doesn't have...
To me, it's my last name.
I was about
right?
to say,
right. I was like,
No.
So,
I got to explain. Like, I need a whole book of, like, translation. No. So a yee is, like, basically a man of who lacks character or resolve.
Damn,
so like if you ain't
come
got
on
no,
now.
Yeah, if you don't
we
rap,
gotta change damn, that. Yeah. I gotta take that back.
No, not for you. Like,
I gotta take that back. I gotta
you're not yeeish, you different.
Come on.
You're rebranding. But everybody else, if it's a man and you get called a yee, it's pretty disrespectful. So like it just means if you don't have no heart to go step out and do something, like you're not gonna go. Like I never really was scared to like if it meant my life, you know, when you're young, the vagina is everything. So like you're gonna risk your life for that one time. To go all the way to like wherever area.
I feel like when we were all young, we risked our lives for the opposite sex, like for whoever we were dating. Because I think about things that I did when I was young. What the fuck was I thinking?
Right, right.
Like, you
I would
be
love
in
to
neighborhoods.
Because
I used to be always
stories?
Wrong. I was never from the hood, and I used to be all through all the hoods.
Oh, you
chasing
after
boys.
No, we all did.
Oh,
yeah.
We need a story. I want yours because you seem like you over here holding shit. I already know.
Mm-hmm.
You was terrible.
She really wasn't.
You square?
Don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
You square? What's the real?
What's a square?
Well, I was about to say you again. That's not fair. Just someone who doesn't participate.
I mean, I was up and down Flatbush and stuff like that, but I wasn't like, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was taken advantage of.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, as an adult, I know I was, but at that moment, I didn't think I was. But like, I was up and down the streets. I just was the girl that, like, my friends would want to fight me because I didn't want to jump into fights. And I'm like, yo, I'm not jumping her. Like, she didn't do nothing. And then they'll fight me because
so
I didn't want to jump in.
Conscience.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
But
she's
I'm talking about with
girl.
Guys.
Yeah. But with guys, like, nah, I was a tomboy.
But those were the perfect ones. Those
but you had a kid at 16. You did something.
Well, see, so this is the thing. My mom tricked me and moved me from New York to Miami without telling me. Like, I just landed in Miami.
Wild.
It was like, welcome home. I'm like, wait, what? And coming from New York, going to Miami, it's wild. A whole different lifestyle. That's when I realized there's racism. That's when I realized there's black, whites, Hispanics.
You also learned about dick, clearly.
And
you got
I learned about dick because right. it's nothing to do.
Kid? I have a child. I have a 21-year-old.
Blood, you lying.
Blood.
Sorry, yes. My bad.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, you are telling.
You are thinking. So it's like leaving from New York.
Wait,
like,
so he press niggas' lines when they come to the house?
Excuse me?
So he try to fight people when they try to get at you?
You know what? It's now to the point where, like, he understands that I'm a young mom. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, at first, anybody put anything in my comments that's crazy, he's going, like, he's going back
up,
and forth. Like, I've had
to. Let's look. what's your Insta? You're going to look right now.
Miss Laura Mora.
Senora, say that shit again. That shit was hard.
MS Laura.
MS Laura.
MS Laura.
Right there with the two hearts. I'm just playing.
She said, "I'm." You stupid. She popping.
But yeah, like it was different. It was like, I know. It was
I know that's me.
It's different. It's like moving from New York, going to Miami or going to the South is more like kids are doing things.
He cooked. He ain't gonna make it. High school got
him. William, don't listen to him.
Look, bro. Hey, hold your mama down. She put you in positions, bro. This don't take every fade. It's not your fault. You just got a fine ass mama, nigga. It just is what it is. This ain't
damn,
right.
Damn, yum. I'm sorry, puppy.
She on the yacht and shit. Yo, you said this ain't right. She got artistic photos. You see this one?
Oh, yeah. She got artistic photos.
I'm gonna show you these curves.
She
but
be
it's
on the gram,
classy.
Baby.
Yeah, she outside. Yeah, worse. Horrible. My mom was like that. She was fire.
He said horrible.
Really?
My mom was fine as hell.
So she was it when guys, like, you know, if she was dating?
Well, my mom. That's what I got treated differently. My mama didn't bring no man in the house ever. I don't even remember her like my pops. Like I told you on Breakfast Club, my mom and my dad still date.
Right.
So like there was a separation period, and then they got back together. So like my mom was fine forever. She was 30 forever, and she never told me her age. So until I started handling business for the house, I didn't even know how old she was.
That's
so
crazy.
Man was hollering at her in a car in a Ford Explorer. Like I'm like 10, and she like.
Did you ever want to fight them? Like, yo, leave my mom
I was
alone.
With the shiz, man. I remember I popped out. We was at what county building? She was working at Goodwill. I must have went off on one of the little workers. Like I went crazy. Like. Nah,
at Goodwill. You went crazy at Goodwill. He gets like we'll go to the store and we'll get to the front. He's like, "Ma." They're like, "Ma." He's like, "Yeah, nigga, that's my mom."
Mama. Yeah,
I'm
like,
William, calm the fuck
down.
So
what would your mom say though when you would get like
Mother, at some point it became like at first I was a good kid, so I was sweet. So it was different. Like I had a mouth on me, but I didn't have the hands yet. But then when I developed the hands at 13, it was over. She couldn't really say nothing.
Exactly.
I got beat up at first. That's how you learn how to fight. You get hit in the face.
Who did you go to when it came to you learning about sex? Your mom or your dad?
Streets. Streets.
Oh, that's really a crazy education. Right.
What did that look like, though?
Yeah. No,
like,
what did you learn? Right now, I didn't really know. I don't. This is couch. Something wrong with this couch. Like, it's not supposed to be couch. That deep. I never thought. Did you just make fun of how I say couch?
Yes, I did.
That's wild. Do I say it weird?
Couch.
Say it again.
You put an N in it, like my cousins couch. And them.
I feel like I'm being.
No, you're not.
Say it. Go ahead. Finish your story.
Say couch.
The sofa.
The ceiling.
I didn't know. I didn't even think about it. My mother didn't really like talk to me about sex. Like, what she gave me the rundown. Like, don't bring no babies here that you can't take care of. Don't make me no grandmother.
That ain't really about sex.
My mama said. My mama said you can fuck like girls that don't look like me, but don't bring nobody home that don't look like me.
Okay.
Because she was racist. Now she cool. Now
she watch Raising Canaan. She see you fuck that way,
bro. Like it's that's a touchy subject for me.
Why?
It's a touchy subject because like. It's not like my personal preferences being displayed on screen. So like people really believe, but because of, black women, they had it hard. Like women of color have had it hard.
Now that I think about it, what black girls were you with on here?
Exactly. No, they doing me dirt out here. They trying to end my career.
Let me find out.
Light
skin Hispanic.
Yeah, there was white passing.
I heard you requested. I heard you requested that.
From
no,
who?
Play with you.
Listen, I'm gonna be real.
Oh, in last week's episode?
Listen, look, I say it like this. My penis is the UN, but my heart is racist. My heart black.
Okay.
I just like black women or women of color of any kind. But like I've never really like had a preference for white people are cool. Mm-hmm. They cool. They all right. Like I'm not, but it doesn't represent me properly to pretend as if I really be out here just smashing white women.
I couldn't picture you marrying a white woman and having conversations and like.
I can operate, but I'm not going to feel at home. And even like, I'll put it like this. Black women are number one, but I do got a thing for like Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and shit after. Like, I can't lie. Like, if you had slave trade blood in your shit, I can fuck with you.
You know what?
If anybody slave was enslaved in your background, we can get this crazy thing popping. That's
how I feel. The Dominican sitting next to him.
Are you Dominican?
Yes.
See, I thought she was
so
black.
So is she.
Yeah.
I thought you was black.
She's
I thought you was black. You see?
I am black.
Y'all are black.
Like, I tell people all the time, like, my family ain't fuck with me the way they should have because I was the dark, like, I was the black. Mm-hmm. And I always, like, I felt more comfortable around black people because of how I was treated at home. Mm-hmm.
See, that skin shit.
The dark skin, you know.
Yeah, see, that negrito shit. Like, that shit they be doing ain't right,
like,
man.
Yeah, like, morenita.
Yeah, because the Taínos was fucking niggas. They was fucking niggas. And that's why y'all look like this. That's why y'all, that's why y'all got hair, curls, and ass. It's because of us.
You know what?
So it's okay. So y'all us. Stop this division. We're all one. You too, yeah.
I'm Chinese and black.
See, you know what it is. All that.
Yeah, so we know
somebody
what's going
like
on in that house.
Somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody now, you like also, me. Let's because I love the fact that, and I know I sent you this message, but I love the fact that on Raising Kanan, you do music on, like, you're a record label owner and producer on that show, because that is really you in real life.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess so.
Although,
yeah.
Like, I don't think you've killed anyone, but.
If I did, I mean, why would I?
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about it.
No, no, I'm a square, bro. I ain't done nothing in my life. Ever. Matter of fact, I stay in the line. I stay out the way.
But did you love the fact that that was your storyline too?
I didn't actually. I thought it was corny.
Really?
Like, I love how they're doing it as a story, but for me as a person, I'm like, oh damn, now niggas gonna roll their eyes when me and the homies get it popping on the. Because like right now we have like we have a lot of people from the section popping. Like Baby Stone Gorillas, we got Slumlord over there. He's big in my city right now. Young Jay. We got a bunch of Chuckster, rest in peace to my nigga Infant. Like, we was really going. Like, my city was really having a kind of a revamp of music. And so when the show came out, it just kind of became like the obvious thing, even though I've like had Grammy nominations since I was like 20. Like, and so it kind of was like, people gonna roll their eyes. You know how they did? What's
I thought
that
it was cool
name?
For you.
You thought
though.
It was cool?
Only because I already knew you did music though.
All right, dope. Yeah. But so, like, yeah, I've been writing records with Brent and shit. Like, I'll be really
out
here.
Brent
Fias. Yeah, that shit was all.
So what records did you write with
Role
Brent?
Model.
Wow. Nice.
With him, but if I'm being completely honest, Brent don't let nobody write for him or with him like that. So it was really an honor just to be in the room. I came in.
He was one of our favorite lip service episodes.
Yeah, he was here recently. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We tried to watch it last night. He be too cool. Like, he's such a, you know what it is. I love Brent because he's like the perfect young nigga. Like he calm. He's wise. He takes in game. Mm-hmm. He be anxious, but he really
very laid back.
And he say anything. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, that's why he my little
brother. Yeah, I know.
That's why he my little brother.
I appreciate it though.
Yeah, he really like that. Like, I really fuck with him.
And that's he's mad humble. Like, he'll just pull up when we was in Baltimore at Black Swan. He was like, oh, I see you about to be in the city. I'm about to pull up.
He like that.
Yeah.
If he and say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. That's a solid young man, and that's why we connect.
And the best video I ever saw him was when he was about, when they was fighting, and he just was like, he just got out of there. I was like,
no, wait, the one where he was fighting? I got on his ass about that.
Somebody was fighting, and he was.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to be like, yeah, I got on his ass about him and his brother tearing up shit. Because I was like, y'all can't be out here beating niggas up without us, man. You out the way.
You know, without us. Not because it's not, don't be.
Oh, no, because he's telling me, you the bag, bro, stay out the way. It's like he be telling me, like, bro, you the bag. Like, you got to protect the bag. You tripping. Like, you stand over, and we'll pack the niggas out. And it's my city. If something happened to you, we share the same manager. We have the same manager, okay. Ty Bazden, Jane Andrews. Those are our management. So they going to call me. If he in L.A., something happened, you beat somebody up, they go to the car, something serious happened, bro. Like, what?
Right.
They on your line with it.
What? They
on L.A. me. Is kind of wild right now,
it's
too.
I was going to
say that. Like, L.A.?
It's a lot going on.
It's so funny. To us, it's just regular. Like, it's just
it's
so
wild
regular.
It is. When I'm there, I try not to do nothing and not be nowhere I'm not supposed to be.
I know, you don't never tap in. I'll be like, what?
I just mind my business. I like go to my room, go to whatever I'm supposed to. Just because I feel like, even in my hotel, right? I was staying at the One. That's like my favorite hotel.
The One Hotel, of course.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to go to Pink Dot and grab some. At the front desk, they were like, yeah, right across the street.
That's ghetto. Why are you going to Pink Dot?
Because it was right across the street.
Spot?
I needed tampons.
No, Pink Dot is like a delivery service with that ghetto ass clown car that delivers shit 3 o'clock in the morning.
But it was literally right across the street.
They told you not to go?
And I needed to go. Yes, they told me not to go.
That's funny.
And I was like, I can't walk across the street
to get tampons. No.
Yeah. Because they didn't have any at the desk. I'm just being honest.
I think people hype it up. Like my city's always been dangerous. But I told the homies this like 3 years ago when we first started shooting Raising Kanan, I told everybody, I said, this is what's going to happen. The worst thing the government could have done was overprint all that money and give it away to people. Mm-hmm. That's what Trump did to keep niggas from tripping. And so the moment that happened, niggas went and bought shells, guns, straps, and designer clothing.
That's
and,
all they bought.
And they ain't got no more money.
Nope.
So niggas going to be robbing you in Dior. And that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And less than 6 months later,
that's what started happening. Remember, Avian, I was out with you.
Yes.
We went out.
She's
we was in Long Beach. I had an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Right at Capital Postal, you know, Black woman. She owns this mail delivery service where you can do whatever. So afterward, you know, some of my friends came and they were like, "We're gonna come." They just want to make sure I was good. Yeah. We went out to go eat.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we went back to the hotel.
Yeah, we left.
They went home, and one of them ended up getting robbed at gunpoint. Right after we left.
Girls,
them.
Some females,
guys.
Oh, dude.
And and they were like, "You guys, good?
Like,
y'all wanna come kick it?" And you were like, "Nah,
I'm
like,
going to the hotel."
And they got stuff to do.
Wait,
and we left.
Did you have that accent when you said it?
Say it again. My accent.
A New York accent.
Did you have an accent when you said it?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, niggas like
this
that.
This accent's not leaving.
It's
not going anywhere.
She moved to LA.
Dominican, New York. Yeah. I'm in LA now.
Oh, what? Welcome to the big man. We love you. Appreciate you. Yeah. Where you at? Or don't you
I
know.
Can't, yeah. Yeah,
okay, come on, check it.
Come on.
Nobody gonna say look, bro.
Yeah. But then you apparently you with the you good.
And niggas be playing that tough about shit. I ain't gonna pretend right now, like I'll say it right now. If you with me and my niggas, then you with me and my niggas. When you outside of us, ain't nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on my business because I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I already know.
That's
like,
right.
Even as a woman in New York, you gotta be on.
You gotta really be on your
on
toes.
10 and alert. So in LA, it's not my city. And I'm also like, I don't be outside. I'm not like I'm a homebody.
You're good.
I go out when I need
to. Mm-hmm.
But the city is kinda hot.
Kinda.
It's hot. But I think also like there is a lot going on. But to your point, that's what y'all used to, but I think the internet also heightens things because you see videos, you see like tweets and things.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, and this is the shit I hate because like there's an election coming up. We got Karen Bass running. We got even in New Jersey, they just have an election. Like there's like local really important things for like things you want to talk about the presidency and shit. Like your local election matters more.
Matters way more.
I don't fuck with none of them niggas. They marks. But listen, it's not because they're bad people. It's your job. Like, if I talk shit about you, it's like, if your music trash. That don't mean you're a bad person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel that way about politicians. The problem is when they're bad at their jobs, me and my niggas go to jail more. Me and my niggas don't get resources. The children don't get to grow. The like, women don't have access to fucking tampons. Like, shit gets stupid. So I get a little bit more upset. But with the current elections coming up, it's like, this shit is important. Like, it's very important.
It definitely is. I always say that. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's also important for us to be informed.
Yeah.
You know, on who's running for, and also to make sure that we're not just voting, but also after you, when you know you're going to vote for somebody, let them know what it is that you expect from them showing up for certain things. Cause like I'll host certain town halls. I don't see, you know, I need more of us to be there. Cause I've been at town halls where they say, I need this, I need that, I need this. And they're like, okay, there's somebody right here, right now who you can talk to.
Right.
And like hold people accountable. You can't just vote and then expect things to just change.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. You got to step on it, but it's tough. Like, but that's what I was saying about the city. Like, I don't want to give the impression that the city's like purging. Like, that's also just like a counter.
I feel like that about anywhere outside of New York, though. I feel like when I move around other places, I think, well, New York has been crazy too.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
But I'm
like,
so comfortable, but I'm from here. So
it's the devil you
like,
know.
Like, how do you like being in New York?
Well, I don't like being away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in New York has a bunch of shit to offer, but I ain't going. Cause like I'm a street nigga, I'm not going. Like,
and you know your streets,
yeah. I'm out the way, like and like we just tapped in with some homies out here, like they kind of I'm moving around, but the one time I go outside, I'm with the homegirl who like does business. She's a square, she don't get no problems. Some nigga grab her, I'm already on his bumper. So like just going outside, being with me, my face on shit is different. Niggas is looking at you like a trophy,
right?
And I know that the best way to stay out the way is to stay out the way, not because I'm gonna get hurt, but I'll be done something to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid something happened to me, you know, I'm a mama child. So, but I say that to say that, like, I hate that we give this impression that everything's a mad city. That's not the truth. Crime has decreased dramatically over history of like violence. Like, it's not like every block you go into, you gonna die. That's not fair.
Right. No, I agree with that.
It's not fair. It's really just like, sections and region and being conscious and being smart.
And being smart. Because if I'm not from somewhere, I'm not trying to do no extra shit. Correct. That's all. If I'm not from there, I'm not doing no extra shit.
It's like relationships. Just chill.
Yeah, right. I've always said, I'm not moving out of my hood to move into another hood. Right. I'm good right here. I get a house right here. That's where good. I know you're not going to run up in my shit.
I wish it was like that. My hood gone now. That shit going to be, it's going to be buying up everything.
Well, you need to buy it up and yeah, rebuild your, right. And that's something that I wish people would do more.
That was the plan, but it just got bought. First of all, we didn't even know the Jungles was owned by like one white family for like, since its inception. And then they just sold to this one venture capitalist.
Oh,
like,
damn, you're forgetting it now.
It's a wrap. 220 M's gone.
It's a
wrap. It's gone. But that's why I wanted to talk to Karen Bass at some point. Because, like, you know, they shot Training Day in my hood. So I wanted to make it like a landmark.
Oh,
so that they
dope.
Can't like fuck it up.
Training Day
shit.
Is a landmark movie for sure.
Yeah. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Now, let me ask you this. Were you always popping, like, as a kid and everything? You know, just with the ladies and being popular coming up, were you always the man?
Not the man. I feel like I had to fight for everything. Like,
why?
Because, like, I was never, like, the first choice. I was always second string. Like, I was never, because when I was coming up, you know, you remember Mario had that song called Braid My Hair and shit?
Uh-huh.
So the light-skinned niggas with baby hairs was winning for a minute. You know, if she couldn't braid your hair in between her legs at the school or in the middle school, like, you wasn't about to get no pussy like that. So you had to really have a mouthpiece. And then if you wasn't stepping like that, like, niggas didn't respect you. So I had to, like, fight extra hard. I had to, like, have cold game, like, really, really have something different. So I didn't have nothing easy, come.
When did you have your first girlfriend?
I've only had like 1.5 girlfriends my entire life.
One and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't,
you didn't even have like a little girlfriend in high school.
No, I was fucking. What?
Oh my god.
What are you talking about? What are you getting? Even back then, I knew that this was stupid. We're not. What are you doing? You're not gonna last forever.
No,
this is terrible.
But you weren't like, thinking. You didn't like. You wasn't. Oh, will you be my girlfriend? Check this box. None of that.
I was check this box. What's happening?
He was. I'm gonna check your box.
Yeah. Oh god. What?
That shit. Dumb, check that
like,
box, sorry.
But you gonna get mad? Like, no, like, I just knew it didn't make no
you
sense.
You think you were good at fucking when you first started?
Well, I got lucky. I was, what do they call it now? Groomed?
Oh, shit.
Mm. Oh, so you had an older lady?
Yeah. Older lady that showed you what the how much older?
Not that much older. She was, well, shit, I ain't gonna snitch her out on here.
Right.
She was like She was entering college, and okay. I was 13.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait, that's older.
That's not that much older. The homies, 13, one of the homies.
13 entering college?
Yeah, but she was like.
I mean, that's like 18, 19.
I've heard way worse. This is not.
Yeah, bad. I've had way worse.
Yeah, see, no, I said I've heard way worse.
I've had way worse in my life.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was 15 and he was like 24.
Yeah, that's sweet. But you know what, though? That's the fucked up part. I remember being, you know, when you asked me, like, how was it? Like, I always was able to accomplish the goal. Like, if I wanted a woman, I eventually got her. Mm-hmm. But I had to, like,
just go. So you were going after her.
You did work a little bit hard as a 13-year-old.
If I saw it, I wanted, I'd get it. Like, that's what it was. It's like, that's my only gift in life. I didn't have no money, didn't have no clothes. But if I wanted it, I could get it.
So you were a virgin. How did you even, like, where did this happen?
It was, we were... My cousin George, LaRue, and Devon, they were like the prettiest niggas in the world.
They sound like it with those names.
Oh, they were so
I was about to say, this Devon. Sounds like a pretty boy.
Yeah, they was raw, though. They was really like, but they was gangsters.
Hi, I'm George LaRue. I'm right. Devon.
Yo, George was light-skinned. George was light-skinned, had green eyes, but he was a gang member, a super gang member. LaRue and Devon had like, they looked like Native Americans. They used slick their hair back. They had like a pure Native American hair. They had like red skin. Like, I'm the ugly nigga in my family for sure. Like, always. And they was like outside. And so they would play ball or whatever. And one of their homies had went to the league or went to a D1 school, went to USC. So like they would get invited to the Kappa House. And so they would go because everybody thought they were older. And because they were street niggas who protected the Kappa House. The Kappa House was not on the USC campus. They lost their charter back in the day. So mm-hmm. they in the hood. The house mm-hmm. is off Adams. Which is, if you know anything about, it's like, all, mm-hmm. no, not Alpha Adams, it's all Crenshaw and Washington. So it's like in the hood, low key. So they needed niggas who was around who knew what they was doing. So they invite them too. And my mama wouldn't let me go over nobody's house. She wouldn't let me sleep over nobody's house unless they were family. So I'd be at their house. And if they out, shit. I'm out. And if I'm out, they there. So my little baby face ass and a big ass profile, white tee. At this like Kappa House party, it was hilarious.
Looking like a baby.
Yeah, but I was fresh out of juvenile hall, so I had like an air about you, mm-hmm. about me. You know, like you know how they're kids. You be like, that's an adult.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, did you ever lie about your age to any women at that point?
I was never big online. I just would avoid it.
You wouldn't even answer that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that wouldn't. But that's how I ended up getting laid because it was a. Damn, I ain't gonna snitch
just
her out.
Just tell her. They ain't no, don't snitch her out.
My mama,
you don't know her name or
it's
nothing.
It's the secret to what happened. You always ask this
so
trust.
I feel like this. There was a young lady who's a friend of the family.
Oh, shit.
So she had just entered college. So she was at the party because she was a Greek. So she was there and she seen me there like out late like
Friday night.
Like, what is this trying to talk to one of the little freshmen like neophyte girls like and she was on my bumper, bro. She like embarrassed me in front of the whole party. Like she came on like this is a little fucking boy. She was on me, bro, but she was faded. She was faded. So like she was tripping and like George and LaRue and Devon all dipped off because they didn't want to get caught too. So they was like they left me hanging. So she grabbed me. She's like, I'm taking you home. She took you home. Yeah, she took me to at the time it's a Starbucks now, but it was an empty lot. And so we went in the car and I'm thinking of any excuse not to have her take me back to the house, to the crib, to like snitch me out. And I'm like, oh, she's like, I can't wait till I tell you done, you fuck, you cooked. I can't wait. Like you done for
it. Your
I'm
mama
like,
gonna whoop her ass.
Right. She's gonna go off. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, shit. I snitched her out, man. Damn.
We'll
take that part out.
My mama can't watch this. Like, oh, God.
We got to take that name out.
But essentially, she, like, I had to come up with any excuse to keep her from taking me home. So I said, you can't take me home. She's like, why? I said, because you're drunk. Can't drive. Killed her. She's done for. She's cooked. And we were just sitting there. I was like, she's like, we going to sit here until I sober up. We sat there and it was just like we got to like, but I've known her my whole life, so mm-hmm. it was like it's you know it was already a comfort there. There was already some tension. It was already and it just.
That's it crazy down. To me because I'd be looking at you as a little kid if I'd known you, especially if I'd known you my whole life.
She was only like 17. She wasn't like,
but still, like
I had seen way more life than
especially
she.
In high school. Like, when you were in high school, a 4-year difference is a big deal. Like
I guess, but yeah. She was like a porch kid, bro. Like you know, it's different.
So. What did you end up doing? Like, did you know what the fuck you were doing?
Well, that's what happened. She was taunting me, like, what the fuck was you gonna do? You was gonna get her number and what? You ain't kiss nobody. I'm like, yeah, I kiss somebody. It's like you don't know what you're doing. Like, mm-hmm. you taunting me, and I was like,
yeah, I can show you better.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. so I leaned over and kissed her, and she was like taken off guard, but then she didn't stop it, so it went where it went.
And so your first time was in the car.
Yeah, she was gorgeous too. I can't lie.
And was that the only time you did it?
No, we kept on. Like in her dorm and shit.
That could have been like a true crime story right there.
13 and 17.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
So how are you guys now?
She's dope. She got like 3 kids. She's married to some football player. She's like a dentist, a master's degree. She's like a functioning dope human.
She's a functioning
human. I actually am not regretting. Like, that's my nigga. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's my dog.
So then after that, what did you like? Were you like, all right, I needed more pussy?
No, like she was so solid. She was so bad. Like, I just was like, I'm glad to be here.
No, I mean like other girls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that at that age, what, 13? Between 13 and 16, the only people you having sex with in the hood is people with trauma. Mm-hmm. So like, everybody, either they're older than you or they're just as traumatized or more traumatized than you. So it's nasty. It's fucked up. And you form these weird ties and shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a nigga that cared. I wasn't like heartless. So like, it kind of got like taxing. Like, mm-hmm. you be caring about these girls. They daddy done touched them. They uncle done did this. All types of shit. Wow. And you be running into these niggas, and then you be on their bumper, but you're a child. Like, you can't, like, it gets weird. So,
ooh,
like,
that's
some
crazy.
Point,
how do you think that affects you now? Like, as far as relationships,
I'm tired, bro. I'm tired now. I just want pee. I don't want no smoke. I want, you know, go to therapy. Like, I'll go to therapy.
Do you do therapy? Are you?
I'm trying. I'm actually looking at my network right now.
It's really good.
Yeah. I'm going through the cycle of finding. No one tells you that you got to find
the perfect therapist for you.
Yeah, that's a process.
It's like a relationship.
It really is. And it's trial and error too. Sometimes you try somebody, it don't work. And
do you guys find somebody that y'all like yet? Y'all straight?
I've never done therapy.
I got mine. I love her, and I see Maria.
Don't look at me like. Why are you looking at me like that?
I have. I had a very good therapist here in New York, actually.
Yeah. That's right.
You don't live there no more, though.
So. You think that in a relationship, you have to do, like, couples therapy?
Well, it's tough because trauma is seasoning on pussy.
Mm-hmm. Trauma's what?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, no. Trauma is seasoning on pussy.
What does that mean? What?
Seasoning. Mm-hmm. It adds some flavor.
I hear what he's saying. I'm trying to understand what you mean.
It adds some flavor, some spice.
I put it like, it's very rare that a girl who has no trauma fucking good. If she got a daddy in her life, the head ain't usually that great.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that's not... Come on now.
I'm just saying, generally speaking. I'm just saying, generally speaking. Like, if she's fucked up, the sex probably gonna be fire. That's just, I'm just saying. It doesn't mean it's always true. That's just.
But you came from a good household.
What you mean?
I'm saying so. You're good at eating. So does that mean you're not good at eating pussy?
No. I had my mama and my daddy till I was a certain age, and then pops went off.
But then you also say you learned sex from the streets too.
Yeah. So like, no, because my parents were older.
How did you learn how to eat pussy?
Shit. My first. you killed my nigga over here. You doubled him over. He does this show every day.
Yes.
This nigga is killed over right now.
Right.
You good at your job. How did I learn to eat pussy?
Look how red he turned. Crying and everything. Crazy.
That's a handsome white guy, too. He be striking shit. You be striking shit. When did you learn how to eat pussy?
He's a model.
She wasn't white, was she?
Damn!
Shout out to
Leo.
He wiping his mouth.
Right.
He like, yeah.
He read
trauma, huh? She fucked up, huh? No daddy, nigga.
He read his fuck over there. No daddy.
How
did you learn about me?
It was the first girl I fell in love with. So it was like my brother at the time, his sister, like it was his cousin, but like they grew up together. So it was like his sister. And I like grew up like admiring her. She was like perfect and like nice and sweet and just a great human. And then eventually I ended up fucking with her. Thank God. She was my first girlfriend. I fell in love. It was dope. And then...
So wait, it's your brother's cousin?
No, he said his brother. Like
my brother. Like my brother. Like,
oh,
not
like
my actual brother.
Brother,
brother, brother.
Like, hold up.
Yo, right. You watch...
It's traumatic.
Yo, you... Right. No, I didn't say that much trauma. That's just incest.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right.
That's a little deep.
Well, it could have been like a half-brother cousin that wasn't related to you. That's
I am
okay.
not Kevin
no.
Gates, bro.
Okay, okay.
This is not that.
Brother from another mother.
Kevin Gates, bro. I ain't with all
Okay, so it was like a brother. Okay, so...
Yeah, it was like a brother. So like she was just like, you know, she's like, you know, you know how you a kid, it's like the movie, she come down the stairs, that should be slow motion. Yeah, so like that. So like, but we were friends for a long time. And then when we got older, I got to deal with her on a real level. So, you know, for her, I was like, because when I was young, you know, I was taught to pleasure because I had the girl was teaching me, I was her sex toy. So it was like, that was always my upbringing. And so when I got to this young lady who was way younger than the women I had been dealing with, but older than me, it was kind of like I was teaching her more so than me being taught, but I hadn't ate a lot of pussy because I thought it was special.
Okay, it is.
You don't think it's special anymore?
Now it's mandatory.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's a random fling. Unless it's a random fling. Okay, look, mama. I don't want William calling me, all right?
Right.
This nigga Bill gonna be like, you know,
this nigga Bill.
Nigga Bill gonna be outside.
What about the first time a girl squirted on you?
Yeah, that shit happened so early. I thought it was regular. And then, yeah, I just kept doing it.
I kept going. Is that something that you like?
I mean, yeah. Not a big deal. Like, what I did learn was as I started to deal with more different women, it's not fair to expect that out of every girl.
Right.
You know, and you be
sitting. But you bring that out of them, you know.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. You know, most, you know, it's, look, I don't want to degrade other people's sexual experience. So, yes, it is a thing that can happen. I would like to make that happen.
We're not
going to
squirt shame here.
Yeah, we're not going to squirt shame.
We're not going to squirt shame Angela because she never squirted.
No, I was like,
poor baby.
Thank you.
Maybe it's the Asian in you, because the anatomical.
I ain't never squirted.
She's like, I'm rich.
I feel like when you squirt,
I've never squirted.
It's like an orgasm and a climax that's just
because there's some women who have never orgasmed.
You try not to, but it's just
after a while,
you can't hold that back.
Damn, yeah.
It's nothing like
you can control a regular orgasm if you choose to, but you can't control your squirt. It's just at all.
I love that. Lose control.
Like, do you care if it like messes up your sheets? You're good.
Well, that's why I put, you know.
You have plastic.
Put what?
What do you put?
Plastic. This ain't my grandma's house.
what do you put on?
No, no, no. So look, I'm going to be real with you.
You know a girl going to squirt.
Watch this. No, look, you got to be prepared. Wait, better to be prepared.
I think I know what he going to say.
Stay ready.
What I'm going to say? Go ahead.
Waterproof mattress cover.
Oh, shit. She already know it. That's there. And then check this out. So then there's like, I got a high threat. So I like soft sheets. Right, I like that, and I also learned when I was in a long term relationship with a female, what I learned was, oh, you gotta have the satin pillows for their hair.
All right.
You feel me? You gotta have the, you know, but nobody wants to sleep on satin though.
Yeah, right. No, so it's slippery.
Exactly. So I have like designated sheets for designated purposes. Wow. So if it's about to get cracking, like.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work though? You switch the sheets before you about to have sex.
Yeah. After I done ruined you, you know you're gonna get in the shower. So. You don't want everything in a mile radius.
You can tell he does production and everything. He
It's not even that. It's
and
just
how
like,
you set that up? Do you take girls on date and you're already like when
no,
you
I do not
start
date.
Date? Okay,
I
so
don't.
You don't date?
No.
What so is, you just,
that's ridiculous.
What do you mean? What's ridiculous?
He out here.
Tell me what's more ridiculous. Two people spending obscene amounts of money for somebody that they don't know that they even like.
Why does it have to be obscene?
I'm just saying, in this day and age, everybody's not rich like us.
It does not have to be obscene.
When you look at the average cost to just go to the movies with gas now, with money, it's an expensive venture
Malcolm,
for
you
most
have
men.
Money.
Stop putting me in this. This is generalization.
He said general.
By the way, I take care of five people. I don't have money. Don't
yes,
come
you
here
do.
For
you
that.
You have money.
I take care of my mom, my grandma, my pops, my hood. Like, no.
Wait.
No. I have expenses is what I have.
No, you have
expenses.
Money. I could tell by
the expense account is lengthy.
That's
expenses.
A new do-rag.
They gave this to me on set. Listen.
Wait, so you do-rag. Don't take women on dates?
No, I have taken women on dates. They're my girlfriends. Like,
but
my
so
girlfriend.
You're not saying
that
it's pointless.
You have one and a half girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So. Right.
She got the best dates in the world.
Like what?
She went to Bali for her, like, she went to Bali, glow in the dark tour. I was a kid. I really knew how to do this. I was really out here.
So like, you take them on dates after you guys become.
Yeah, because I feel like this is the situation. I've never been or can't see myself being with someone who hasn't been my friend first. So we've been homies.
Yes.
And me and my homies,
understood.
We do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like platonically, me and Slim going somewhere, if I got it, I'm paying for it.
Got
if
it.
He got it, he paying for it. So there have been many of women we're getting to know each other and I'm just blowing because you my nigga.
Okay.
But it gets into tricking when there's an expectation. When there's an expectation of me spending money to have time with you, my family was like my daddy, my uncles was pimps. Like that's tricking. I don't care how you slice it. If I'm paying for your time, that is tricking.
But I don't think so. I think if you're spending time with someone doing something,
right,
that you're investing
in
money
hopes that
into
what?
That.
In hopes that what happens?
It's different for
that
everybody.
That you get the drink
all right.
On.
But all right
even
now.
If, but
all right
if, now. But
like,
even women
she
who
are your, pimp than I am.
Even women,
even women who are your friends, though, do you pay when
pay
you guys go out?
I pay for everything for my friends.
So then,
I pay for everything for my friends.
That's just life.
The difference is expectation.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is what I have no interest in having sex with my friend Gail Bean. But I will pay for everything for her. Her nigga got to stop me from paying for shit because
right.
That's my nigga. Just like I would do for my homie. If we was homies, that's how I do. I just take care of people. Now, the moment that it becomes about an exchange is different because now we're making investments. And I need to make sure that my investment is secure. I don't have the luxury of coming from generational wealth.
Right.
Every dollar I've taken care of, I've been helping with rent since I was 15.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So how do you determine, like,
right?
Because you said you pay for your friends. Mm. So a woman is your friend first.
Yeah, and then when
so you'll pay
over,
for that.
Yeah,
with no expectations.
Correct.
And then it moves into a different zone.
Yeah, if you my girlfriend, we about to get married.
Mm-hmm. So if you fuck, that's everything. Your girlfriend. This is what I'm trying to understand. No,
I'm fucking regardless.
Okay, like, so, but I'm trying to understand. So you're saying if we're okay, so we're friends, we get to know each other, which is understandable. You pay for me, I pay for you, whatever. Right.
And most of the time, I'm gonna be real. It depends on your situation. Like if I asked you to go somewhere, I'm not letting you take care of it. I put you in a position. I put you in a situation. Right. But if you ask me to go somewhere, I'm like, if you expect me to pay, I'm looking at you funny. I'm gonna pay because my mama from the South. But I'm gonna look at you funny, like, oh, you trying to get a free shit.
What if a girl pays for you? Are you okay with that?
It gets funny. It gets tricky.
I've let a woman do it.
No. Check this out. I've let a woman do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know, men know, when a woman does that, we trying to see what type of female you are. And if she does that, we always make sure we give it back anyway. She gonna leave with more money than she paid.
Now you gotta eat a pussy.
Huh? I'm sorry, no, what?
So if
I'm your pussy, she should be paying me.
So your friends.
That's what I just said.
Wow.
She your friends.
Oh God, you know what's up.
Listen, your friends, you getting to know each other, you vibing, and you fuck.
Right.
So you go together because you fucked?
No. What? Why are you attaching those two things?
No, because you're telling me about expectations. I'm just trying to say.
So let me make this clear, right?
What is dating you look like?
So let's look at the process of dating you.
She get it. So I'm going to put it like this. If you're dating me, you're about to be my wife.
It's that serious.
If you date me,
with him.
We going to get property in your name. If I'm dating you, you going to leave. If we don't work out, you're leaving with something.
But I'm curious.
Either we going there
you
or
out,
we not.
Right.
You out. Only have 1.5 times.
But you care. But I'm curious. You out with your homies, having a great time.
Correct.
Everybody's drinking. Everybody having fun. You see a girl that you really like. She's beautiful. She's attractive. Everything about her is glowing.
That's
you want to get to know her. What happens
dope.
Then? You decide to
now,
try to be her friend?
Pre-2012, I'm on her. What's up? What's good with it? What you want? Like, what's up? We can do things. We can go to park. We can go to museums.
As friends.
Yeah, as homies. And learn each other. And then once we want to go there, then I'll pay for everything. But after Snowfall,
after Snowfall,
the Me Too movement was the thing, and I'm not taking no chances. She got to come say something to me. You damn near got to come pull the dick up out of me. Like, nigga, wow. I need that. Straight up.
Then you otherwise, could have a Me Too against her.
I'm not shooting.
No, I mean, when's the first time you fucked a white woman?
Early on, let's see. The first time I fucked a white woman. Oh, there was this thing called Young Black Scholars in LA. Where
Young Black Scholars. This sounds like
with the misdemeanors.
We got y'all is going on here.
Yeah, well, you know, they take the kids who, like, either you're a senior or you're a junior and your grades is cool and you're from the section, but they want you to do better in life. So they want to prepare you for college life where you get there because they had a horrible retention rate for kids from the section or from disenfranchised areas. Right. So they would take you to go on a trip on a college campus.
Okay.
So you, white girl,
so you went on the college campus and fucked a white girl?
Yeah, fucked the shit out of her. Yeah, it was great. She was
how did that even happen?
She was one of the people that was showing us around with the homie. Actually, that's not true. There was a black dude who was from LA who was our counselor guy who like takes us around, you know, our peer-to-peer dude. And he had the white hoes lined up.
Oh my
God. He was out here doing God's work. That's my name.
Wow. Did that make you want to go there?
No.
100% no. You sound like the kid that will fuck your teacher.
I haven't fucked a teacher, but I have fucked the college counselor, like the one who's supposed to help you go to college.
The guidance counselor.
Guidance counselor. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yeah.
That's close enough to a teacher. Now, what do you be thinking when you do your love scenes as nothing. Lou and
I'm thinking of Me Too movement. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Really?
I'm thinking of not, I'm not, I don't want that weird shit going, nothing. I'll be thinking, are you comfortable? What do you need? What do you require? Is there anything that we can all do to make you feel comfortable?
You're great acting, because I'm not going to like that last scene.
Oh.
Yeah, I was fucking in the studio. She was like, you know what was my favorite? When she was like,
you got to finish.
You're not going to finish. Yeah. I was tight for her. Like,
you got to finish.
I was actually happy that she said that.
Yeah,
I was
too.
Like, what's up? I was like, no, you better fucking finish.
Y'all are some
horn
dogs. That's crazy.
Ain't she ain't give a fuck. There's a whole death going.
There's three men in here with semi-automatic weapons, and y'all worried about me fucking.
I love it, man. I like that. I thought that was great.
Men, if you out there, it's never enough.
The fact that she already walked in on some even crazier shit.
Wild shit, yeah.
You know, like that body. To her is like, I was disappointed in you.
Damn, me
she was disappointed in Lou.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You
can
started. She be DMing me. Nigga, I'm disappointed in you.
I should have.
You
should have kept fucking that girl.
Because she was probably about start. To have. There's nothing worse than when you are about to have an orgasm.
Oh, yeah. And it's over.
Oh, my God.
As a man, it even sucks. Like when you know that she's about to get there.
Yeah.
Oh,
you ever had blue balls?
Not really.
Not even as a crip?
First of all, let's clarify. I'm not a creep.
That was
let's
great.
Just make sure that's not a thing. I'm not that. Respect to them.
You've had blue balls.
I think that's shit that niggas lie about when they young. I don't know.
Yeah,
but then again, my experience is not everybody else's. I was doing shit early, so I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, you 13. Just finish it yourself.
No, I actually didn't. I actually didn't even receive an orgasm until I was 16. I've been fucking since I was 13.
What was happening?
I was fucking the shit out of girls till they came and then just walked
and then
away.
You weren't coming?
Not for years.
Why?
Not for years. I didn't know how to. Yeah.
Oh,
I had never touched
you were scared.
Myself.
So what was your first orgasm?
I thought touching myself was gay. I was really fucked up.
So how did that feel, your first orgasm?
She was crazy. Like, it was wild.
Like Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I was like, this is how this shit, this is what niggas be, this is why niggas be dying over pussy.
Was it from sex or master? Oh, it's from sex.
Sex, yeah.
How old were you?
Damn. No, it was from head, actually. It was
since 13.
No, he said 16.
Yeah, no, I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 16. I've been fucking since I was 13. I've been getting head since I was 10.
Good Lord.
You masturbate?
No, I didn't know how to masturbate.
And you masturbate now.
I masturbate now. Yeah, I mean, I learned how to masturbate.
When do you
after
masturbate? Like, what time do you find in between you got going
William,
on?
Don't listen here.
What are he you knows
make,
not
would
to
you
listen.
Like to make an appointment? Is that?
No, I don't want to watch you masturbate.
I'm like, why are you asking what time?
No, I'm saying because you're a busy person and you have a lot going on. And some men say that they don't masturbate because they want to preserve their lives.
Oh, you must talk to
this.
Joey.
Yeah, Joey Bad. That's what's up there.
Okay, now I get it. Okay, yeah. Joey's nuts.
I wasn't here for that conversation.
You weren't?
No,
so Joey's yeah,
that was the one.
Speaking of Joey's nuts,
Joey's seminal fluid retention is his own business.
Kevin Gates does that also. Just
mm-hmm. You know what? Let's leave young Gates out of this. Let's just leave him out of. You know, I don't want that man got a lot going on.
Yeah,
but yeah, I support it. I think there mm-hmm. is some type of like you know, there's probably some benefits to that. I personally just try to be in moderation. You know, but I don't smoke, I don't drink, so I gotta get
gotta
it
do
in.
Something. Right.
Be something. Mm-hmm.
So exactly. When did you start masturbating?
After I had my first orgasm.
After that, you were like, I need to chase
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. I gotta get that back.
Need that smoke. Need that smoke.
There
need
you
it.
Go.
Yeah, but I was scared of having kids, so I didn't fuck without condoms until like 19.
Mm. Okay, that's good. That's that was responsible.
Yeah, I was taught. I was
so what about the first time you didn't use a condom? Were you nervous?
That was with the girl I told you I was in love with, my first girlfriend.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Did y'all have a discussion about it, like, okay.
Well, I was in love with her, so if she wanted to have a baby, I was down to have it. I was ready to get married, have a baby at 18. I was with it.
So what happened?
It's funny. She was older than me. She might have been 21, 22. I was like 17, 18. I can't remember. But she was young. She was older than me, but she was younger than me because she had not left the house. I had been out the house since I was 16. So like for me, I was different. Like I just wanted to be like a good nigga because my mom and shit. I was like, oh, like, you know, if I find one. Boom. And we, at that time, I thought I had so much sex, I was cool. Like, when you from LA, you know, like, it's funny. Whenever I see rappers, niggas from like small cities come to LA or New York or whatever, they go crazy over y'all. Like, cause they like, they haven't seen y'all. They haven't been around y'all. But if you grew up here, like, there's a gorgeous woman in your class from the age of like elementary school. So you didn't experience that. So it's not crazy. So I didn't really want nothing else. I just like, mm-hmm. I loved her and I just wanted to be with her. I didn't care. I'd Aww. Have been married to her to this day. Straight up.
Aww.
Straight up.
Oh, that's so
that's
sweet.
So sweet.
Yep.
Are so, y'all still cool?
That's my nigga.
Okay.
Yeah.
You cool with all your people that you
I
used
ain't got
to
no smoke,
with.
Bro. Like everybody.
There's no, woman out there that's like,
I think Nah, that's not a thing. I don't do that. Cause there's a part of me that we cool, but you fumbled the bag, bro.
Yeah.
Mm. You fumbled the bag.
So what do you think about marriage now?
Right.
I think it's a contract. I think it's financial. Mm. I think that union, like eternal union, is romantic and beautiful. And I think there's only a few men on this planet that can do that monogamously. And those men are brilliant and awesome. Mm. I think that most of the time, what people think marriage is not what it is. It's partnership sure. through thick and thin, mm-hmm. whatever it look like. If y'all niggas want to fuck donkeys, y'all
it's
do that together.
It's different for everybody.
Whatever y'all wanna do.
Right.
But you don't want to fuck donkeys.
Some people like that, bro. That's all they shit.
It's weird.
I don't judge niggas. Y'all do y'all weird shit over there. Mm-hmm. But like,
I would judge somebody if they...
For sure.
But that's not your partner.
Okay.
Because there's two people out here that like animals and they need to be together doing whatever they do. I mean, you I think it's illegal, what? But whatever. It's not for me. The point is that like, that's what marriage is. Like, that's, right. That's your person.
Forever.
Till you all go. After you die, your energy gonna find each other. So like, mm-hmm. you gotta be careful with that. For me, now marriage is a contract. That mm-hmm. is a business. You are combining two different businesses. So it should be treated mm-hmm. like you combining two different businesses. That ain't got nothing to do with y'all love and none of that other shit, in my opinion.
Do you have any fetishes? Since you don't drink, you don't smoke.
Yeah. I'm basic. I thought I did, but I'm basic.
What you mean you thought you did?
Because I thought like, you know, the first time you do anal with a girl and shit, you're like, oh yeah, nigga, I'm a freak. And then you realize, nope, there are niggas getting fucked in the ass. I'm not him. Not me. Not with all that.
But that could be a fetish though. Like having anal with women, like that could be something
oh,
that
that's
you're
like the
really
only thing?
Into that
no,
you always
no, no, no,
think
no,
about.
No,
that's
no,
the
no,
only
no.
way you can come.
Yeah, that's,
like
that's different. And I don't judge people
what
if that's
made,
your situation.
Did the woman ask you to do it?
Yeah, of course. I wasn't finna volunteer. Like,
well, some guys do. Like, they might be like, I want to see.
Excuse mm-hmm. me, I don't want to sound like whatever, but like, bro, I didn't hop into that. Like, right. Like yeah, I need that. Nah.
How did she ask you? Like, put it in my ass. Was it during sex or was it a conversation?
It was a white girl who used to drive me from this square ass school in the valley when I got kicked out of my school in the hood and tested into this. Like, actually, it was like a Christian school. And they was turned out, bro.
Wow.
They was turned up. Like, my mama thought she was doing good. They were doing drugs in the bathroom. It was euphoria. That's probably the first time I ever had my dick sucked by two women was in that school.
Wait, at the
oh
same
my
time,
God.
Mm-hmm.
So one would take turn than the other one?
No, same time.
Same time.
Middle class. Huh?
Wait, how did
in the middle of class?
Dick?
Not in the classroom, same but in the middle of school
section. Maybe it's because it's huge and it needed two women.
You know what? I'm not even going to do all that.
Six women, I
want to
know. So.
You've never had a threesome?
Wait, no. But how can
You've
two women suck your dick
no.
at the same time?
You've
One
never
was
had a
suck.
Threesome.
No, I haven't.
Oh, y'all are bad friends.
Why?
She deserves that.
She deserves a threesome.
She deserves that.
She get what she wanna.
You deserve rounds, baby.
She get what she wanna indulge in.
I thought that was a train.
No.
Look,
I don't agree with
not.
That either. But
I'm not gonna say it's not. Look,
stigma.
I don't care how you stigmatize, whatever. You do what you want. It's 2022, baby. You live your best life. As long as y'all healthy, everybody get checked. You check for everything, full mm-hmm. panels. Do what the fuck you want to do. Respect each other.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn 50. I'm going to make 50? Dance on my 50th birthday. I'm going to have a whole
25.
She got time. She got time.
Okay, yeah. You said that like it was around the corner.
No, just because of the story with AJ Johnson. I want it like
that. Oh, she definitely did that.
She did it on her 50th birthday.
When I had my threesome, I wanted it to be
threesome
like that.
With two men
nah,
for
I've
her 50th.
I've
heard threesomes are overrated. Is that true?
After a while, but it's not like that. Everything's overrated if you do it too much. Mm-hmm. That's why everything's moderation. Like, mm-hmm. But you know, it's when you've been starving, when you ain't ate in a long time, the moment you get food, you're going crazy. But if you have steak and lobster every day, you're going to want something else.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Have you ever gone through a period of like celibacy?
No.
No. What is because when people say that, I'm
like, when you purposely choose to not have sex,
yeah,
for a period of time. Sure. I punish myself all the time.
How long? Though? What was the time frame though?
Maybe the longest was, it wasn't that long, it was like 2-3 months.
That's a good amount.
That's because you was filming.
I wanted to accomplish a task and then I accomplished it. So like when I write scripts, mm-hmm. it takes like 3 months for me to like really get it right. Okay. I could do it in a month, but then you got to polish it and really kick it around. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, this is a big deal. It was a lot of money. And so I wanted to prove focused. To myself. Yeah, I wanted to like deny myself until I did my
it
thing.
It was almost like when a boxer is training and they
exactly.
don't have
sex,
yeah. they don't
it's
have
like
energy.
That. Yeah. And it's been like that when we get into it with, the, excuse me. When I've been in situations that were of the street caliber, sometimes it ain't no time for no bitches. Like, it's time for get it in. It's time to go do what you got to do. So those were those times. But I was like that. The homies, they not like that.
They're like, nah, we need it. When you orgasm, do like your knees get weak? Do you fall asleep? Like, what's that? Like,
do you make loud noises?
You make no, yeah. yeah. I was about to say,
do y'all
do you
ask
scream?
Everybody this?
Yes.
No. Oh, she game. Game one, game two. No, I don't, I'm not. I would like to, I guess.
What?
I don't know.
You would like to what?
I don't know. It seemed like, you know, the niggas that be tinkling their toes. Seem like they have a good time.
It doesn't do all that for you. Do you scream?
No, I'm not ticklish.
Do you
none
moan when you
so when
come?
You're not ticklish. Squirt, like you fucking her and she squirt and you come and you
I'm looking
go,
dead in her shit. Like, yeah, give me your soul.
Do you moan when you having sex? Soul. Like, if it feels great, are you moaning or are you quiet?
I'd be like, get that shit.
I don't believe you. I just stopped being so cool.
I think he's capping
sex.
Just a little.
What
yeah,
would you like
I don't believe it.
I have no reason to cap.
Show us some video.
Let me see. Let me
I know you have video on your phone.
Where did I put my phone?
You act like you don't have his phone.
I actually don't have my phone.
He's lying. Look at this.
I actually don't have my phone.
We need to see. I know you got video.
Let's see.
Because it's attractive when a man is, to me at least, when a man is moaning during sex. I like that. Like, if you're too quiet, I'm like, all right, what's going on?
Nah, I like when, like, they're like, oh, I'm like, damn, nigga. Okay,
or like when they be paralyzed after.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Like, twitching. And then their twitching. Eyes start rolling. I'm like, you start twitching. Yo, you good?
Or when they pass my job out. Been,
right.
So you can go like multiple rounds.
He really
rounds.
Over there scrolling through the vault.
I told you, I know he got some.
Wow.
Go ahead. What?
What's that?
Yo's me. That's somebody you know.
No, I don't know her.
That's somebody that. You know on your phone with you?
You're a freak.
You know it is what
he
it
got
is.
A lot of video
What's
in
going
there.
On over there?
Right. We want to see.
No, yo, it's wild. It be going down.
He said it's wild.
Didn't you that?
Honestly,
you might have to pass the phone
no,
around.
No, I don't even have to. If I'm being real with you, it's crazy in 2022. They just be sending yeah, shit. Like, I just be like, wow.
I can't.
Wild.
Yo, when they be like, send me a picture. Nah, nigga, I'm good.
Oh, even you deny requests? Even
heck,
if you fuck with them?
Yeah, I don't trust that shit. Like you said, it's 2022.
Yeah.
Well, here's the
and
thing.
They're everywhere.
If
and
you trusted them, would you send it?
No.
Oh, you
Because sometimes
school.
It's not him. You know, because no.
The reality is don't nobody care about
I
your pussy
I haven't met
online.
A man that made me feel.
The reality is what?
Don't nobody care about y'all pussy online. Let me tell you the truth. There's so much pussy online. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
A boy.
It's humiliating for
him. Well, that sucks for him if you're a porn star. But at the end of the day, what
but
Reddit
yo,
thread
let me
is ask,
let me tell you something. Mm. There's some bitch ass niggas out here that act like.
For sure.
Men are more bitches. Like they're just. They bitches. Things what you would think women would do. They would like. Yeah, man.
Men kiss and tell more than women.
Yo.
Accurate.
Like, that kiss and tell shit, like, really? Yeah, no. I don't
well, Malcolm, do you send dick pics?
I can't do it no more.
See, so now how you
exactly. I said I can't do it no
so
more, but it's not that I wouldn't.
Then?
I want to.
What's
I wish that the world was
so
good
if you
that
was
way.
Dealing with a woman and she asked you for a dick pic.
So here, check
are
this
you sending
out.
It?
This is how it go. This is how I try to
she
be
She was
fed.
Nice, though.
First of all, you got that demon look, too. You saw how she said, would you send? This is how it go. If TMZ get a hold of my dick, you can get money. If your pussy get up online, nobody paying.
Why?
So it's not
that's
equal.
Not true.
That's not
why
equal.
Do you think your dick worth more?
You, yes. Your pussy would go for online, go crazy. Your pussy might go crazy. Your pussy might go crazy. Your pussy might go crazy. You guys have a thing. But regular women, no. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a fuck.
I get what you're saying.
My dick, nigga, they can't wait to be like, do look you, at that nigga's dick. It's so, you know, or so small, or whatever they do, you know?
Do you shave?
Yeah, I do all that. I've been out here.
Do you care if a woman waxes or shaves?
Men don't care about none of that.
So you don't give this a big old like 70s.
So you going with the brown chicken, wow 70s pussy?
Bro, is the pussy good or not? Y'all be too worried about
I'm
the packaging.
Lie.
Y'all need to be
know.
Worried about the content.
That's the man that eat pussy the best. If but they don't care.
If
like,
there's a pro on that,
let me get that
you don't
shit.
Care?
I care about one thing, your pH balance.
Mm-hmm.
And your respect level. If you can shut the fuck up and get this dick, then we good.
Shut the fuck up and get this dick. Have you ever had to say no because of her pH balance?
100%. But this is the thing. Wait, like, 100%. 100%. I'm honest too.
Thanks for being honest about that because some men lie. Most men lie.
No, men will and women lie to men about their penis sizes. I think we should all be honest. I sit here, I put a condom on. There has been times where you young, you just going to bust it down because you got to bust it down. Like, you just, she bad. You got to do it. And you put the condom on, you do what you do. But then when you've been in a long-term relationship with a woman and you learn her body, you learn about the microbiome, you learn about the different flora, you learn about that it ain't her fault all the time. You learn all that shit. Suddenly you like, baby, let me talk to you. You know, let's have a conversation.
That's real grown man abuse.
You have to. Like, yeah. I just told a homegirl the other day, I said, oh, I said, is your period coming on? She said, why? She said, yeah, I'm like 2 days out. I said, yeah. So it's you straight. Because sometimes.
You can tell.
You know, niggas know. Like, you know,
yeah.
If you pay attention, you feel me?
Most men don't pay attention.
You're so nice.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about sex on the period? Would you do that?
If it's my woman, I guess. But
I
not
guess,
really.
Yes.
That's not good for
so
your pH.
No.
Cause you got the plastic. The what do you call it?
The
window. It's just like it's
you
not
got the plastic.
It just goes on your mattress. You should have one in general.
You got the plastic on the couch.
I definitely have a waterproof mattress cover on my bed because
right.
I'm a squirter.
That's right. Talk your shit.
But you can't.
I don't
want to
mess up my good mattress.
Yeah, of course. But I don't want to mess up my good mattress.
Yo, just
would you eat a girl out on
her
period if she had a tampon in?
What? What are you talking about?
Men.
do that?
What'd you say, Angela?
She wild.
I didn't hear what she said.
Hey, Angela, you different.
No, I'm saying if a girl had a period and she was doing a tampon, would you eat her out while she had her tampon?
Hell no, I'm not with none of that.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, I know, but like
2 weeks before that period, come on.
Nah, five. I'm a B1. Look, I'm going to put like this. We talking about blood. I'm a B1, but I ain't with all that.
Men do that. Men do that. That's my favorite clip. This yeah. man that
you know what
clip.
He does yes. anal, so he's fine.
Wait, hold on. When you say he does anal, you got to put a preamble on that.
He's a woman.
You know, so funny, he does anal. No.
When
I participated at her discretion, I don't be getting nothing put in my shit. It's 2022.
No, I'm talking about when she's on her period. You would do anal.
If she like, yeah, sure. If she want to,
nothing. I'm not.
No, talk your shit. Nope. It's lip service. Talk your
shit. She about to say something crazy already.
Nothing. Don't do that. We here now.
Nope.
I'm going to sit here and we just going to sit in silence so you figure out what you want to do.
No, I was just going to ask, like, what's the difference? Like, do you prefer? Because I know anal is tighter, so I know men like that tight.
Girl, that ain't no that question.
Grim, that's a man who prefer vagina over
Let
asshole
the man
any day.
Though.
Oh, I can't speak for
you
all men. I can't speak for all
no,
men.
No, I'm saying for you, like, when you, like, you know, do you...
I like for my woman to be pleasured. So if she
because men get offended when you ask about anal situation,
oh,
but
no,
some men prefer because of the tightness. Like it's a different tightness. Than
no, I don't. I don't. I don't think that's what it is. I think for me, it's because there's different types of orgasm, right? There's vaginal, there's clitoral,
right.
there's an anal one. So like, I just like if my woman wants to be pleasured, and she gets pleasure from that. The best part for me is that moment where she clench up.
Okay,
that's it. I don't care what hole it happens in.
Man, oh shit.
That's so that's it, boy.
It's the friend in the background
that's my dog. He knows.
What about if so you eat ass too?
Whoa.
That's a yes.
Look, that nigga munch. Listen. No. This is how it goes.
Malcolm
this is, this
munch
is typical.
Mace.
No, hold on, relax. See, this is how that bullshit gets started. I haven't even answered.
I
haven't even answered.
Triple M.
If it was so wow. She out here, bro. She been taking side shots all day with this one.
MQ.
Is this what's happening? No, I have not answered. This is what I said. You asked if I like eating ass or do I?
Do you?
If my woman would like that and she mind, if it's home, if it's in home pussy, I'm doing it.
So I have a question because you've been saying a lot. If she's my woman, she's my woman, and you said that you had one and a half women,
right?
Two. So what does that look like? How freaky are you with a woman that's not your woman? Since you haven't been in a lot of relationships,
I think
how far do you go?
Case by case scenario.
It's a hierarchy. I think it's time on a board. It's like your credit score, your credit history.
Right.
How long is your credit history? What's your whole facts? And that's not even how many niggas, it's which niggas.
Which niggas.
Because there are women.
Quality over quantity.
Let me talk to you. So I remember this happened to me. This is when I realized, because the homies used to be really terrible people. We didn't know no better. Oh, she sucked my dick. Boo. I'm like, nigga, but by transitive property, if she's terrible for sucking your dick, that makes your dick terrible. Like, that's a horrible math equation.
Right, yeah.
So I now go, if you that nigga and you fucking with a girl, and like, if she fuck with like top tier niggas, her pussy top tier.
Okay.
I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about everything.
Quiet.
You know, there's some niggas like, if she fuck with Slum, I'm not really as worried if she fuck with some of the other homies.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't fuck behind Slum because that's my brother.
Right.
But if he was another man that I didn't know and I just knew of his pedigree,
like,
I knew
cool.
of his status, like, he a good nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see how you ran that one. Like, my nigga Tristan, he's a great person.
Okay.
Great human. He's married now, but there was a time when he wasn't. And I remember being like, if a woman fucked with Tristan,
she all right.
She was all right. She
but
was
like
a good
Barack
girl.
Obama.
Yeah. If you got 100 bodies and it's Mahatma Gandhi, Malcolm X, I'm like, bitch, do your shit.
You like older women.
You got no, okay, if it was Desmond Tutu, I don't know who's a good nigga now. Who's a good nigga now?
Denzel.
Nah, he too old. Like, so who's a young good nigga? That's the problem. These niggas ain't shit.
We don't know. We never know.
Based off what?
Is terrible.
Yeah, all these niggas is trash. So I'd be like, no disrespect. Respectfully, they ain't shit. So, who's a good nigga that y'all fuck with? Like, a good male.
I'm single. NBA young boy.
Mama. What? What, bro? No offense to that man. I don't know his heart, but the man kind of slow.
What?
He kind of slow.
No.
Like he's slow. Like, he with the bullshit. Like, my niggas is slow. Like, when my homies, like, in the hood, that don't mean you special. It just mean that, like, if there's action or conflict, we don't think twice about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm calling him.
It's a positive
retard.
Thing.
It's like, he with the bullshit. I don't think I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm glad you got that jacket.
Like, let me see. Who's a good guy
Russell
now?
Russell Wilson?
No, okay. That nigga's a yee.
Stop that.
No,
word.
You sound like that guy from that other podcast.
Channing Crowder.
No. Him.
Yeah. Russell Wilson. You asked us.
He's
Russell Wilson.
Okay, well, he is a good guy. We see him as a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Jesus Christ. You guys are so misled.
He's not a lame.
Bamboozled. Let us pray.
He's a good guy, though.
Like Russell Wilson.
First of all, let me precursor. I don't know that man's heart. So let me step away. If his heart is good and he take care of people, he's a good man. But what I'm saying is when we talking about premier men, elite men, men who win, like, it's not just enough to be compassionate and empathetic and understanding and sweet. It's when you step in a room, do men respect
like
your
cool
energy?
Man. You talking about cool men?
No, because there are cool niggas who ain't good niggas.
Right.
I'm talking about
Russell Wilson seemed like a good guy.
But that's
but they don't consider
what
him
is
cool.
It with them?
No, it's not cool. It's not a cool. It's a, like, if, when you step in a room, do men respect you? And there's certain things that you don't do as a man to other men. I don't know their business, so I can't speak on it. I'm not speaking on his personal business. But from what it would appear, from the limited information
Who's
I have.
A good guy?
Look, from the limited information I have, some of the things and activities that happen as a person who has children with a man, like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know your business, but you go talk to that man first. If you really a man and I'm really about my girl, I'm going to come see you about them. I'm gonna come see you about them kids. We not doing the photos, all that other shit, and then you find out later that's ye shit. I'm gonna come to you if it's a man.
I don't
man.
Like this word.
The perspective. I man. Understand that perspective. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'm not saying he's not a good man.
Who's a good man?
I'm not saying he's not a good man. But he ain't
we
that
don't
good.
Know.
Who's a good man?
We
don't know. I don't know.
You know who I would say is like that nigga. You know someone like Well, I don't know. I actually don't know if he's that nigga. Name a nigga who's that nigga. Like, all around, he's a good person. J. Cole's a good nigga.
Okay.
That's a solid
okay.
nigga.
I don't know
That's
him. I don't know much
okay,
about
he
him.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah.
J. Cole's
Shout
a solid
out to Melissa,
nigga.
His wife.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Cole strikes you back in the day.
Or Kendrick.
Kendrick a good nigga.
Kendrick
hit you. You had some, you know, you did your shit. You feel me? Like, like that. Maybe someone like that. Maybe there's someone in politics. I can't.
You're like,
nobody.
You top tier.
You top tier. Yeah, you make good decisions with your vagina. You have good pussy management.
You have good pussy management.
So then over time, you see that, and then you open up more to her, and
like,
then you give her more.
Like, oh, you got good
you
pussy management.
You think you have good dick management?
100%. I'm that nigga.
What because does that mean?
There's no girls that you would be like,
I mean, I'm sure, like, striking shit, but that's
you
different.
You ever lie about fucking somebody that you did fuck?
Like not fucking them.
No,
like,
yeah. Like, you did what you did, but you ain't claiming it one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, not claim the body.
So you did lie.
I've not claimed a body before. I've not claimed.
Why?
Because I felt like she got it up out of me, and I felt like she came up on dick that wasn't supposed to be.
And
hers
you was also a different person.
Was
sometimes you a different person.
I just didn't say anything. I didn't lie blatantly, but I didn't say nothing. I just like the homies be talking about her and shit, and I'd be like,
he'd be quiet.
This bitch.
But was it good though?
Nigga, I'm always excellent.
And what the they be saying about her?
You know, it's funny. They wanted to smash. Like, she was a girl that all the homies wanted to smash.
So why are you ashamed?
Because I didn't like her, like, spirit, nigga. Like, she was weak. Like, I
so
did
the
it.
So pussy was wet.
It wasn't the pussy. The pussy was mid.
The personality.
Was
okay.
It was the entire package.
Everything that came
out.
Like,
it was the full package that she was just like weak. Overrated. She was overrated.
But everybody want to smash. So
overrated.
My jacket is good enough. I'm fine. Like, now I'm like, I'm very proud of my resume and I'm good. I'm straight. I don't need another, you know. Oh, nigga, you did that. Like,
well, Malcolm, like, they're ending us, but I want before you get out of here, I want to talk about everything that you have coming down the pipeline. Mm. Not that pipeline.
Yeah.
You stupid as shit.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro. This is a very toxic podcast. Y'all gonna have me in trouble, bro.
Yeah. You don't have a girl.
I know,
woman?
But it's like, there's somebody who wanna be.
I feel like you've been capping.
Yeah, and they wanna be even more homies. Now.
Never cap.
He gonna get in trouble by one of the homies.
Mm-hmm. Man, not the homies. The homies can't regulate.
It's, oh, that girl you
no,
said.
No, that girl homie.
The girl homie.
The girl homie.
Oh, the girl homies? Mm-hmm. For sure they gonna be on me. And of course, there's like a woman who, like, is, you know, she up there. She can get it if she act right.
She's the hierarchy.
She almost there.
Y'all cooked out here if she do right.
Oh, shit.
If she do right, I'm out the game. I'm sitting it down. Like, we'll figure
that's
out
that's what
situation.
I'm talking about.
Period. You know,
that's what we've been waiting
for. I'm gonna still be fucking, but like, it'll be
what
under.
The fuck? Wait.
She'll know, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So she'll be there with you.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
She'll be there with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Threesomes and shit.
Unless she gives me, you know, hall pass, then I'm gonna, you know.
Oh my God.
Look, it's up to her. It depends on, like, when she's earned that equity, she can tell me what to do with my
Earns
dick.
Earns the equity.
Okay. Well, anyway, back to what you have coming
the pipeline.
Down. Yes.
Back to the pipeline.
The other pipeline.
So let us know so we can at least.
Okay.
You know.
The show's out. Y'all need to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Finale in like 2 weeks, I believe, but we out every
We're
Sunday.
We're on it.
dope. What am I doing? I just wrote a movie for Nike about Shaquille and Shaquille Griffin. Hopefully that comes through. I did the Lego movie. Just wrote the Lego Sports movie for LeBron.
Congrats.
Lego Sports movie for LeBron. Dope. Hopefully they do that. Music, you know, more music to come. More EP. I got an EP out right now called Red Flags. Y'all can stream that now.
Yeah, we heard a lot of those.
Red Flags.
It's about you, Angie. I'm just kidding.
But congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. And then, yeah, like the homie got an album coming out, Slumlord Trill, BSG, anybody from the jungles, anybody from Baldwin Village, they albums out, they music out. We doing deals and shit. And Brent's album's out. I wrote on that. Joey's album's out. I worked on that. So, yeah, keep doing those. And, yeah, just keep making movies and shit. I got a movie coming down the line. We'll see.
Okay. That's and shout out to Tristan Wiles, too, of course.
That's my dog. Tristan Mac Wiles. That's my dog. Good father. Good man. Good human.
All right. We all going to get there, right?
One day.
All right, y'all.
No, but Malcolm Mays, thank you so much. I do appreciate you for coming through because I know you got a super packed schedule. I know you were filming earlier today.
For sure.
So that means you made it. And so made it through to the next season. So we're so happy to hear that. And honestly, like, you so dope. So thank you so much for coming by.
I appreciate you blessing us.
All right, Triple M.
Y'all saw he wore the gray sweatpants for lip service, right? He wore the gray sweatpants. The only thing they had at Nike Tech. Sure.
Everything else was sold out.
Okay.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.